Welcome back to Yama Speaks. This is Michelle Undeniable Williams coming to you from the Live 1212. Y'all, it's a great day to be alive. You know, it's a blessing to be in good health and in good spirits. Today's topic, Today's topic is going to be about the drive-thru. It's been laid on my heart and in my spirit to talk to you guys about the drive-thru. Okay? And I was supposed to do a script, but instead I'm going to talk slash walk it out with you all. So imagine you pulling up in this area and you're hungry. You look to your left, McDonald's closed. You look down the strip, Subway's closed. You looked over to your left, Wendy's, Popeyes, everybody is closed. What is going on? Where are you? But you see this restaurant, and it's big, and it's bright, and it's very alluring. So what you do is you pull up, and you take it to the drive-thru. You look at their menu, and their menu is short and it's limited. Like, who eats here, right? Then you're captivated by the name of the restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is House of Faith Dining. Really? House of Faith Dining? Okay. Stop. Skirt! Who names a restaurant House of Faith? I mean, can I eat faith? Like, what in the world? So then you look at this menu, and this menu is pathetic. But anyway, you're going to order because you're hungry. So you roll down your window, and you proceed with your order. The menu has 10 lovely options, menu combo options. So you're intrigued to ask the lady or ask the guy, whoever answers the phone or answers the mic, and you're answer for number one. Yes. Then you like, hold up. The menu is named after things that you don't even know what you're getting. The first menu combo is the doubtful saying. Like, okay, the doubtful saying, like, why the doubt, what? So then you proceed to say, okay, sir, could I get the doubtful saying? What comes on the doubtful saying? The orderer taker responds, we're out of that. You're out of the doubtful saying, all right. So you go on down the menu and you see, you skip two because two is whatever. You get to three, and three is saying the sinful lust. What the heck? Can I get the sinful lust? And I also see you have the don't do it sauce. Can I get the don't do it sauce? Well, man, we're out of that too. Sir, we're out of that too. Okay, so you skip down. Everything else is looking pathetic, you know. So you get to something that really intrigues your mind and your soul for hunger. Sir, can I get number 9, the order my steps, because ain't nothing else that I can order. But can you order my steps for the number 9? And the guy replies, yes, we do have that on the menu. What would you prefer? You say, well, what all comes with it? And the guy starts, or the woman starts, telling you what all comes on this combo. And you say, well, I want to take that off, and I want to take that off, and I want to take that off. And he replies, well, ma'am, the name of the menu is order your steps. Nothing can be removed. Nothing can be added. It is already pre-made. So this is your first time ever at this restaurant, House of Faith Dining, that is. And you just gonna go with it. You're gonna roll with the punches. You're gonna see what they got. So you pull up to the window, and the guy says, this is how much it is. And you pass him your money, and then he instructs you over to the reserved 1, 2, 3 locations to park your car and wait for the food. You're irritated because all you want is your food. Why can't you pass me my food out this window, sir? And he responds back, or she responds back, and they say, Well, here at Fine Dining, the House of Faith Fine Dining, we like to serve those who come to us. Okay, I see you. Okay. Well, can't you just serve me at the window, sir? Can't you just serve me at the window, ma'am? No, ma'am. We have to bring it to you. Okay. So you pull into reserve 3 because you notice that reserve 1 and 2 is already occupied with people who have placed their order. The guy comes out and he brings you order my steps menu. You go through the combo, you take the first bite, and it's delicious. It's the best thing you ever had. Even though you were skeptical about ordering of my steps on the menu, you were skeptical. You couldn't take nothing from it. You couldn't add nothing to it, but you had to take it how it was. And it was so delicious that you wanted to tell everybody about it. Now, thank you for taking that mind trip with me. But now let me get down to the understanding of the knowledge thereof of the House of Faith. The main topic of this is ordering thine steps, or thine steps are already ordered, is already predained. What it is, where it is you're supposed to be at the designated time, who you're supposed to be with, who you are supposed to be shaking hands with, who is supposed to break your heart, who is supposed to instill in you the fundamentals you need, who is supposed to be your mother, who is supposed to be your father, who is supposed to be your child. This is already ordered in thine steps. But see, sometimes we like to have it our way. Take this out. I want the shortcut. Don't add that to my life. Don't remove that from my life. I want it this way. But little do you know, you have to go over to the reserved parking because it has already been preordained and predestined just for you. Because your steps have already been calculated. Touchy, huh? I know. But right now, a lot of us, a lot of people, a lot of yous, a lot of us's, y'all hear me, us's, is looking at things as if we don't got time for that. Why is this happening? I don't want to know. I don't need that. No. Why are you, no? Why is this not working? No. But little do you know, it has to be those hindrances. It has to be those stumbling blocks. It has to be those shortcomings. It has to be those glitches to get you where you need to go, because your steps are already calculated. From the time that you were created in your mother's womb to the time that you are elevated, sitting in the penthouse suite or on that jet or on that flight headed to your job, your calling, it is already ordained for you. It is already calculated because your steps are already ordered. But you're trying to take away from the process. You're trying to add to the process when that's not even your purpose. Your purpose is to live your life abundantly. Your purpose is to serve. Your purpose, your destiny is already calculated. You cannot take from it. You cannot add to it. But first it starts by singling out competition. It starts by blocks and hindrances that's not good to our soul. It starts by being singled out and put into a position where you have no other place but to go this way. And that's how you ended up at the House of Faith for Fine Dining. That's how you ended up of counseling out doubt. That's how you ended up counseling out fear. That's how you ended up counseling out all the obstacles and things in your way to get to the understanding of it is already calculated. so much calculated that all he wants you to do is drive up, pay a dime or two of your faith, and pull over and wait on me. Let me serve you, my darling. Let me serve you, my son. But you still fighting. You're still fighting the current. You still want it your way. But McDonald's was closed on the way to the house of faith. Subway was closed on the way to the house of faith. Wendy's and Popeyes and everybody else was closed. Chicken Filet was even closed on a Sunday. Your steps are already calculated, Mom. When you gonna stop fighting it? You have to stop fighting it. Because if you don't stop fighting it, you're going to still wind up in a windmill of no's and rejections and delays and shortcomings until you fully submit. Sound like I talked about this already, but it's just a different type of principle. Stop delaying your own blessings. Stop delaying your own destiny. Stop putting delays around your name, because you are abundant. You are a conqueror. Once you understand that your steps have already been ordered to how it's supposed to go, how it's supposed to end for you. You wondering why you still at that job. You wondering why you still in that relationship. You're wondering why your finances haven't added up yet. You're still wondering. What you wondering for? Leave all of that to the Most High. Leave all of that to the one true source. Once you let go, once you start accepting what it is and stop trying to create your own illusion of what it should be, then you will understand that your steps are already calculated. Then you will understand the reason why order dying steps was on the menu. Stop fighting the current and go with the flow. That pain, those tears, those questions, that rabbit hole. Ooh, did I touch a nerve? You're trying to figure out why society is playing with your mind. You're trying to figure out why the matrix is calculated the way it's calculated, and understanding why this is this and that is that, and why the earth spins this way and not this way, and why the earth is in this sphere. And no, it don't work like that. That's too deep for you. Come on up out that rabbit hole. I'm here to let you know that your steps are already calculated. All you gotta do is let go. And the pause button and that hole that's on your life will surely come out. Will surely come off. And watch how the story plays. Watch how the end resort. You'll probably see yourself in the end sitting on somebody's beach in the sand with your man or your one man. Hello. You might be making 6 to 8 figures. You might be a multi-million business owner. You might be an author of your own book that's a bestseller worldwide. You might be an international R&B, hip-hop, reggae, country, blues, classical singer, artist, writer. But you got a hold on your life. You got the pause button on your life because you're trying to do it by your will and your stripes and not by his stripes and his will. Let God serve you. You don't want to, you don't even want to sit still and wait for it to happen. You don't even want to wait for your blessings to fall. You want it right then, right now, because you in the drive-thru and you in a rush with your life. You in a hurry. You got somewhere to be. You got somewhere to be. But if I told you, if you took the hold and the pause off of your life and cruise this thing, put your faith in your walking and your teachings on cruise control, you'll walk right into your blessing. You'll walk right into the room to the person who's going to sign a deal for you. You'll walk right into the room at the right designated time. You'll walk right up to your wife. You'll walk right up to your husband. I don't even know it's your husband. You'll walk right up into a job opportunity and you weren't even looking for a job. But you was looking for a way out your other job. Once you understand your order. Once you understand your move is already calculated. Yama speaking to you, baby. Sipping on this fine wine with a strawberry in the middle. Hello. But anywho, thank you for coming to the house of faith where your steps are already calculated. No, we are out of doubt. No, we are out of fear. No, we are out of anything that's not calculated for you, my darling. Yes, ma'am, you have to wait. Yes, ma'am, this spot was reserved just for you. Now you have to wait on your blessings to come to you because I am here to serve you, says House of Faith. With that being said, y'all be blessed. This was a little short one, but it was beneficial to you. Go in peace, love, and light. From Yama Yama Yama. Y'all be blessed out there. Y'all be blessed.